News on Thursday that the British Secret Services had foiled a huge terrorist plot sent shockwaves around the world and once again heightened awareness of the global threat of terrorism. At Prague's international airport, Ruzyna, it was a day of chaos and uncertainty as passengers waited for information. Daniela Lazareva has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Daniela, could you tell us, please, how much of an impact did the news make and what's changed since Thursday morning?
Well, obviously, and it has evoked a great deal of concern among Czechs. It was a very harsh reminder of the global threat of terrorism, which, of course, most people have pushed to the back of their minds as they go about their daily business. You could hear people discussing the news out in the streets, talking about it. Of course, the media returned to it over and over that day, bringing fresh reports from London and from the United States. The Interior Minister and the head of the Intelligence Service both issued statements saying that they had no information, no indication to suggest that the Czech Republic that there was a direct threat to the Czech Republic. But of course, in today's world, the global threat of terrorism is ever present, and I think people realize that more than ever now. It's interesting to note, I think, in this connection that most Czechs appear to be against the idea of having a US military base on Czech territory. And it's for this particular reason that it might make the country a bigger target on the map of terrorists and extremists.
But getting back to the airport situation yesterday, what security measures have been introduced?
Well, security had already been tightened around key sites in connection with the escalation of the Middle East conflict. But as you say, additional measures have now been taken. And obviously, airport terminals are the most affected. Right now, there's an armoured personnel carrier parked outside Prague's Ruzyna airport. Airport security has been reinforced at all Czech airports. There are more security men and sniffer dogs in evidence. And in particular, passengers on British and US-bound flights undergo very thorough screening indeed, as we hear from the airport Ruzyna spokeswoman Veronika Sedláčková.
Passengers bound for Great Britain or the United States will not be allowed to take any liquids or gels on board. Not even sealed products in authentic packaging. And those flying with British Airways via London will not be allowed any carry-on luggage.
Nebudou si moci vzít na palubu žádné příruční zavazadlo.
And maybe I should add that, of course, certain passengers may be selected for thorough screening, whatever flight they happen to be boarding. So it's important to get to the airport well in advance.
And how long will these special measures be in force?
Well, of course, that's a question that a lot of people are asking, especially those who are travelling abroad shortly. But it's obviously very hard to predict. It all depends on how the international situation develops. And from what we've seen so far, they may not only remain in place permanently, but possibly they could even get tougher. It's an inconvenience, but in this case, the vast majority of passengers are accepting it without protest because faced with the alternative, it's obviously a very small inconvenience indeed.
Daniela Lazareva, thank you very much.